BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including Nick Grimshaw playing Real or No Real in a pub garden. Chris talks to Dave Grohl about phone parties, and we try to start the annual Big Weekend Rumours going around Norwich.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Lower than Atlantis, here we go on BBC Radio 1. Catherine says, you're playing some amazing music today. Yes, I am. Thanks, Catherine. Yes, I am.
I'm really good, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm really good, yeah. So, it's a bit weird to hear normal music again after a week of being in Austria at the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, well, nice of you to come back.
Yeah, well, thanks. Flew back from Austria this morning, so I don't quite know how I feel about things at the moment.
You've been getting right on the sausage, I see.
Oh, God. I just want to eat some greens, Chris. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because they're hard to find in Österreich.
I went to Vienna with you, even briefly, on the way to, was it Kavos?
Zante.
Yeah. I went to stop at Vienna, and you seemed to
We didn't just stop Vienna for lols, by the way. There was no direct flight.
That's like a transfer thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. But soon as you leave the airport, sausage presents itself
exactly.
to you.
And the thing is, you were DJing in Zante every weekend, so I came along on a couple of them, and it was fascinating to see. You knew your way right around the airport. There's a couple of rather dodgy shops.
I do know Vienna Airport really well. I know. Can you believe there's a shop like that in the airport?
I know. Actually, in the airport.
I know.
And then you took me out for some sausage, which was lovely.
Just outside. As soon as you go out, there's people offering you it, left, right and centre.
And then I remember just doing laps of Vienna Airport because you somehow managed to get us lost.
Yeah, I didn't know it that well,
did I? So went through a door and then we got in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah. And so got here this morning and then obviously straight into Fern's last show. And I feel a bit weird.
It's the mixture of, all that sausage and the emotion of Fern's last show, isn't it?
And also, like normal music, normal life again after Eurovision, because that's not normal. And then we all just witnessed something great there, something iconic, Fern Cotton. We just saw it, didn't we? Walked out of the live lounge for the very last time.
It was so dramatic, but everyone missed it here because there was loads of people watching her say her last little bit.
Because everyone kind of gathered around and, you know, we gave her some presents and all the people from the office and all the producers and all the DJs were there to say goodbye to Fern in the live lounge, but then she was the last one out, which we felt kind of deep.
We saw her walk out the door and the door kind of closed behind her there.
And then she turned off the lights, which felt quite symbolic to me.
She didn't, though.
She did.
Did
she? She tried, and then someone came back in because they've got to work in there. So.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it's good to be back. It's Scott and Radio 1.
Oh, Mills.
Oh, shut up.
You.
Finish now.
Me?
No, them.
Oh, sorry.
Goes on that, doesn't it? God.
Yes? Oh, you missed a blinding Real or No Real yesterday.
I know it's for, like, someone's telling me off now. I know it's for Big Weekend. I appreciate it. I get it. Oh no, she's really angry now.
Does that mean we get all the songs with the word weekend in now?
Sorry. Oh no, I'm gonna have to buy her flowers like that.
I did. No, that was me.
I know.
Do you remember when we played that game of
really? I know, anyway.
Guess the age.
Yes, what were you gonna say?
I had to get those flowers from the petrol station.
I know.
That was really awkward.
She hates me now. Yeah, go on.
Real or No Real yesterday.
Yes.
We missed an absolute blinding one, right? And I have to play it to you again because this will be right up your Strasse.
Okay.
So it's
oh, good German, yes.
It's one about Danny Howard, right?
And this was on yesterday, right?
Yeah. So basically, Zayn had to introduce him on stage.
Okay, let me hear it.
On the Friday of last year's Radio 1 Big Weekend in Glasgow, Zayn Lowe introduced Danny Howard to the stage with the words, "If it wasn't for this guy, none of us would be here," because he mistakenly thought he was introducing Pete Tong.
That can't be real.
Well, it was real, and we've got the audio from that.
That one is real.
Moment.
It is real. So this happened last year at Big Weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Zayn goes out on stage thinking that he's about to introduce Pete Tong.
Yeah.
And reads out his introduction.
Yeah, which he's obviously prepared for it, and then all of a sudden someone tells him at, and you can almost hear the moment it happens. Someone says, "Danny Howard's on."
Okay, I want to hear this. Here we go.
Glasgow, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. You want me to do this? How do I say this? If it wasn't for this guy, none of us would be here. The incredible, good.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
If it wasn't this guy,
none of us would be here.
Danny Howard's
not. It's not here. It's not Pete Tong. It's Danny Howard.
Wow. I mean, anything can happen on stage this weekend in Norwich, because as you know, some Radio 1 listeners who won the chance to introduce the acts are doing it. I mean, even the artists get it wrong sometimes. Do you remember when Black Eyed Peas came to Carlisle? Hello, London! No.
You're in Carlisle.
Who? The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Beth, who's coming to Big Weekend tomorrow. Tony and Ed and Tom. Also, Loz and Meg en route to Norwich for Big Weekend, making the trek from Swansea. They are so excited. They are twinging. Elliot and Rachel, hyped for Big Weekend. And the mashup really helped. Every time we play that mashup now, it's like, yes, it's happening tomorrow.
You keep saying this. So you, I mean, do you physically experience this twinge, Mills, when you...
Yeah, just a little twinge like that. When I realise that all of these massive artists are going to be with us this weekend.
It's like a little bolt of excitement.
Yeah, it's like I've had an electric shot. It's like, oh, I love it. It's kind of like Goosebumps, but a bit more violent.
Right. Okay, good.
Now I want to know from people that are in or around Norwich what the ridiculous rumours are that are going around this year. Because every time we land in a city or a town for Big Weekend, you hear rumours. It's happened every year
It's so true. Like, there'll be massive stars that are... I mean, often people will think that they've spotted someone as well, and it's definitely not that person, but there are people that just spread these ridiculous rumours.
Yeah, and they go around. And so I'm interested to know what this year's ones are that are going around Norwich. And they're always proper ridiculous. It'll be like, right, so my friend's mum works in the travel lodge, right, and Jay-Z has definitely booked in for 3 nights, and I know for a fact because my friend's mum works there, so that means he's playing at Big Weekend. Obviously, that would be if we were in Bristol.
Yes.
Not Norwich.
Why are you doing the Bristol accent? Yes, know. That was confusing me.
Yes. Or it would be like, yeah, well, I've heard that Beyonce's flying in by helicopter, and because I know the person that owns the helipad. It's like, well, you don't, though.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know what's going around and who you think the surprise guests will be this year, because there's always loads. Or if people have, seen somebody because they're in town already. Now, what I want to do today is maybe start some more rumours and also try to fan the flames and make the rumours worse. You managed to get out of doing this time last year when we were in Glasgow because you were on holiday. Do you remember?
I vaguely remember. Yes, that's right. I vaguely remember you doing this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't here to hear what happened.
Okay, well, I made a right mess out of it. Basically, last year, my attempt was, it was to kind of think, you know, Rita Ora must already be in town. And she already is taking advantage of the local attractions in Glasgow, including the ghost walks.
Yes.
Now, I don't deal with this situation well, as you're about to hear. This is from last year.
Hello?
Hello, is this Trevor from Trevor's Ghost Walks?
It is Ghost Walks, yes. Can I help you?
Is this Trevor?
Yes.
Oh, hello. I'm looking to book a ghost walk this weekend for my client.
Yes.
In Glasgow. Who she's playing at a big event this weekend.
And now we have a problem with that because the Glasgow Ghost Walk is operating at the moment because they've had a landslide.
Oh, that's rubbish, isn't it?
Well, that's the way it goes. The thing is about it was that they started locking the gates up on a night time so we couldn't get in, so I was actually having to climb the customers over the gates for about a month anyway. And then when they realised we were climbing over the gates, They were then starting to grease the top of the gate, so if everybody tried it, they'd get covered in engineering grease. So we couldn't win.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would the walk be for?
It's for Mrs. R. Aura.
R. Aura. Never.
Got to go, bye. I couldn't cope with it.
That was brilliant.
I couldn't cope. I'm not good at these things.
Things you've done so well into it. Mrs. R.
Aura. I love Trevor.
What was he going on about?
Yeah, you have to climb over the gates for a while. You can't win.
They put engineering oil on the gates.
Apparently there's going around a rumour that Taylor Swift is going to party at the Student Union on Sunday night after Big Weekend finishes. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. That's what goes wrong. Yeah, she's just going to come into the Student Union and play for like half an hour. She's not though, is she? But I love the rumours. Mm. So that was the one I tried to start with Rita Ora and being interested in a ghost walk last year. I think you can do better. So let's try and start some rumours and also, like,
get these going around Norwich before we arrive in town tomorrow. You right?
Okay, yeah.
You up for it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it soon.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just couldn't pull off that ghost walk thing. I just lost it, sorry.
Hmm.
So, I think you're better at this.
I don't know, but I'm happy to give it a go.
No, you did just not see Fallout Boy queuing for a tour around Norwich Castle. Didn't happen. Stop trying to fan the flames of the rumours. Hairdressers in Norwich will be the best place to get this right now, by the way, these rumours. So Kim's been on. She lives near Norwich and her hairdresser told her that Taylor Swift is planning a shopping trip on Saturday in Norwich and has had the place cleared, all the shops cleared.
I mean, you never know. Some of these rumours, you never know.
Yeah.
But it's always like...
Clear the shops, Taylor's coming through Norwich.
It's always... Everyone texts and tweeting, it's like, my mate Dave has
It's always
it.
My mate Dave. Do you remember Rihanna was the big thing in Derry, Londonderry? Mm. Several bin men were on going, we've just seen her. You haven't. Never turned up. Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris. That's the rumour. Already spotted in Norwich. That's one of them going around. So we're just trying to make rumours worse that already exist or create new ones. Now, I've got one here which I'd like you to try. I've been looking through some local businesses. And one for Ollie Mers, if that's all right.
Yep. Okay.
So write this down. Now... this place is, well, they do a lot of gentlemen's waxing.
A waxing it's, place?
Yeah.
Okay.
The manscaping.
So I ring pretending to represent Ollie Mers
I'll
Ollie
tell you what, because they offer quite a lot of stuff on their website. So just quickly have a look at the website. I've got it
up
for
you
there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. There's a lot of services on there.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All over Norwich and Beccles.
And so I guess the thing is, I tell them to keep it a secret because then they definitely won't. That's, you know, that's kind of how it works, isn't it? If you get told to keep a secret, you generally will go and ring the press.
Yeah, I think if you tell someone how much of a secret this is and that you can't mention it to anyone, then obviously they will blab.
Yeah, yeah, because they obviously... we'll talk.
Yeah, okay, so you're looking
at
the
I'm just looking at this
the
website.
Services
yeah,
there.
There's lots on offer.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll play Galantis, right? And then I'll give time to you to gather it together, write a few things down, and then we'll try and start some more rumours going around Norwich.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many rumours going around Norwich right now. Dave Grohl's in town already.
He's having a cheeky chicken lunch.
Yes, he is.
Anyway, look, I'm ready.
Okay, so you've got it all in your head?
Yes, I'm going to represent Ollie Mers.
You're representing Ollie Mers. It's a waxing place. Okay, mm-hmm. You've looked at all their services on the website, yeah?
Yeah, I've got okay. that from...
Remember... Tell them it's a really big secret and they will blab it to everyone in Norwich. Let's try and fan the flames of this rumour. Let's go. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Good luck. Don't laugh like I did with Rita Ora. We'll try not to.
Waxworks.
Hello there. I'm looking to book an appointment for a client of mine.
Certainly, sir, yes. When would you like for him to come in?
It is a him, yeah. They've got a big engagement on Sunday. So, basically, he's going to require a bit of a tidy-up.
Right, yeah. No problems.
Obviously, because big Saturday night out. Sure. Big, oh, I shouldn't say performance, but mm-hmm. big engagement on Sunday that he needs to obviously look his best for.
Has he waxed before?
He has, yeah. What can you offer?
Well, we will wax everything, sir, from brows to toes and everything in between.
Right, and in detail, that includes...
We're intimate waxing specialists, so male Brazilians and Hollywoods are what we do most of.
So he's a very important client to us. Obviously, you've got trustworthy staff.
Yes, you can speak in absolute confidence. We're a professional outfit here, sir.
Yeah. Well, I can probably give you his code name, if you'd like.
Right.
Mrs. Molly Ers.
Okay.
So, obviously, a very delicate situation, this one.
Yes, of course. That's understandable.
He was on your website and he took a lot of interest in... can you tell me about the double-dipping policy that you have there?
Yes, absolutely. The double-dipping policy is that it just doesn't happen. So, we spatulas that are used for a wax application on the intimate area don't then get put back into the wax pot.
And it was interesting to see that you published statistics on your website as well. Nearly 3,000 female intimate waxes you've done.
That's right, yeah.
Only close to 600 male ones, though.
I would think that we capture most of the male intimate waxing clientele this part of the world.
Hmm. Do much of Norwich wax?
I assume there's quite a bit going on.
I mean, big performance on Sunday. One wrong move from you and it could change things.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. My client's worried that when the hair's collected, well, basically, how do you dispose of it? He's worried about fans getting hold of it and selling it.
Well, there's no problems there. It's disposed of, as with local authority guidelines for human waste.
Right. I'm concerned that this is going to be quite a big job. You know, he's actually deceivingly hairy.
Yeah, that could be a problem. What we'll do is we'll set aside a couple of hours on Sunday and we'll have a couple of staff members in to deal with it. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good. It will need a couple.
Okie dokie. Well, I will get them on standby now.
I'll pass that back on to Molly. Molly.
Thank you. Well, we look forward to meeting him straight here. On Sunday.
And make sure you don't tell anyone about this, obviously.
Okay, my lips are sealed.
Okay, good.
Brilliant, thank you
waxed,
very much.
I hope. Okay, then.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, so much better than mine. And waxed, I hope.
This is quite good fun.
It is really fun.
Go again.
So you've just... do you want to do it again? A different one. Okay.
Yeah.
You're on a roll. So you've just booked... Molly Ayres in for a 2-hour wax with two people because he's deceivingly hairy.
Let's get that rumour around.
Yeah, definitely. Spread it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's true, if you listen to this on headphones, a lot of people are studying at the moment, listening on headphones. The clip clopping is really annoying. Jules in Huddersfield says, I'm taking my headphones off. Clip-clopping is awful. So Snoop Dogg's going to be in Norwich this weekend.
Yeah, amazing.
Is he playing any other gigs, like in clubs and that? Is that rumour going around Norwich as well?
There's a rumour going around that he's here, there and everywhere.
The thing is, that won't be a rumour. That'll be absolutely true. He's so money supermarket.
Mm.
Got to make it where you can, haven't you? Also, we've just noticed that bit in the song that goes...
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm all the best because I got it going on.
Is that song that I used to like called Shaka Rock? Who was first?
A big hello to Snoop Dogg if you're listening right now. Yeah. Obviously looking forward to seeing you at Big Weekend.
Very much so.
Track of the day.
BBC. Radio 1.
Okay, track of the day is from Duke Dumont. So this is originally out back in 2012. His previous hits include Need You 100%, I Got You and Won't Look Back. So it's a big Danny Howard favourite, obviously, and Duke Dumont is performing tonight at Radio 1's big dance event in Norwich ahead of the Big Weekend tomorrow. Good lineup for that, isn't it?
Mm.
So I'm going to play it now. No doubt he'll drop this one later. It is Duke Dumont. That's the name of the DJ.
DJ Duke Dumont
and his track, The Giver. Is that one?
Track of the day.
BBC. Radio 1.
Where's it gone?
You're not giving us The Giver.
Where's The Giver gone? Give us The Giver. What have you done with it?
I'm having a stress dream now.
This is what happens in the dream, where nothing plays. Where's it gone? It's not even there.
This is because you mocked him.
Here's DJ Duke Dumont.
You're the special someone who makes me want to give in. You're the special someone who makes me want to give in. You're the special someone who makes me want to give in. You're the special someone who makes me want to give in.
All the rumours about Snoop Dogg playing club gigs in Norwich, they are probably true, because it seems he's doing some kind of tour right now. Pick up to the talk in Southend, he's there tonight. That was Duke Dumont and The Giver on BBC Radio 1. That was quite stressful for a bit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have dreams like that all the time when, like, nothing comes out of my mouth. That didn't happen.
But what's incredible about the situation is when you go into panic mode, people come running. It's incredible to see here.
I know.
Because they're not used to you not knowing what you're doing.
No.
You're safe hands.
Thank you. Safe pair of hands.
But suddenly you look panicked. My word, everyone comes running in.
Literally five people came running towards
me. Well, producer Chris got scooting around the desk to go tend to you.
Honestly, I'm going to pretend to like,
do you love it, really? It's a bit of an attention thing,
loads
isn't it?
Of attention. I'm going to do it more often. Oh, help. I don't know what I'm doing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Going to be back with my crew on BBC Radio 1, although I did enjoy spending the week with Mel off of Mel and Sue.
How is she?
She's lush. My new fave.
Well, we called you yesterday to waste your time. We got a listener to do the League of Time Wasters.
Okay, can I ask what that was about, please? Because I was getting in a car at the time. Someone tweeted me going, Scott Mills is always getting in a car when he gets called by Radio 1. But I was actually getting in a car.
Yeah.
Something about caviar for Fern Cotton.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It was basically, we got someone on to waste as much of your time as possible.
Yeah, thanks for that.
She made out she was from a company where you'd ordered a lot of caviar to be sent to Fern.
Yeah.
Which, actually, thinking about it, was a bit of a rubbish idea for a present. But, yeah, she basically was saying that your card wasn't working.
Yes.
And then her sole
really
aim was to waste so much time. Then you put her on the phone to Mel.
Yeah, because I couldn't be bothered to talk anymore. I was like, oof. So I just put Mel on.
Probably my favourite bit, I don't know, this might have slipped you by at the time, was when you hooed in the background quite loudly when she was talking.
Yeah, well, because you said about checks.
Yes.
But could I send you over some gold bullion or something like that? Or a check?
It was a really good one. I love those hoos where you don't, it's quite dignified. It's short and sweet.
What else happened to Eurovision? Yeah. Conchita sends her love.
Does she?
Yeah, the bearded lady.
How's she not been on yet?
What do you mean?
On this show?
I think you'll find that Eurovision is the busiest week of her life. She can't just be coming on this show willy-nilly.
Oh, okay.
She's got stuff to do. If you get my drift.
Yes.
But I'm sure we can get her on again at some point. You'll see her on Saturday on the Eurovision final, which I know you're going to be watching. Did you watch any of it this week?
I watched
a
bit.
No, you didn't.
I watched a bit. I did watch a bit.
I think you'll find that she's going to fly into the arena tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so earlier we booked in Ollie Murs for a bit of waxing ahead of his onstage performance at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Norwich.
It's just getting those rumours started.
That's what we're doing. We're trying to get some rumours going because it happens every year. People are like, oh, I reckon Beyonce's going to be playing in the club near us. And it never normally happens. Occasionally they do.
Yeah.
But these rumours are going round a lot at the moment.
Yeah. And
so many people are spotting Dave Grohl right now in Norwich.
And here's the thing. You start up a rumour like that, then that place will contact the local paper. Suddenly it's in the little bits in the local paper. Word gets round.
Yeah. We're just fanning the flames here. How good was it to hear Everlong, by the way?
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, that's going to be good, isn't it? This weekend in Norwich is happening. So I think what we should do is do another call. Murs is in for his waxing. It's going to take 2 hours because he's deceptively hairy, as we found out. And two people are going to be on the job as well.
Yes.
Let's take another big hitter at Big Weekend. I am thinking Taylor Swift.
Swifty.
Okay. So I want you to start a rumour.
What are we saying? Carvery dinner?
I think Carvery she would love. She'd be like, what is a Carvery? But when she got in there, she'd be all about it. You can go up as many times as you want.
it'd be a great room to start. What else is there?
This, what, Ghost Walk? She wouldn't want to
ghost
walk.
Walking, no.
Nah. I've written a little list. Bowling.
Archery. Bowling. Good. Yes.
Taylor Swift bowling. Think about it. Now, because she is probably right now the biggest star in the world, I want you to go big on this. I want you to make as many kind of demands and requests as you can.
Okay.
Okay? So... are you ready now? I've got a number.
Okay, yep. Okay, so what we do, so bowling.
Bowling. It sounds like an old Radio 1 competition. You can go bowling with Taylor Swift.
I love the idea of Swifty bowling.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing they would have given away on the chart show.
So let's start this rumour then. Yes, okay
I'm
going to
ring now, so. Loads of requirements. Remember, she's a massive star.
Good afternoon, Namco Norwich. Sophie speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Sophie. I represent a very important client.
Okay.
That's arriving in the area this weekend.
Okie dokie.
A certain Miss Swift.
Oh, really? So do you want to come bowling?
Well, yes, we're looking into perhaps having a bit of a bowling sesh.
Okie dokie.
But I just need to check a few things.
Okay.
So the bowling shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a heeled option for those?
A heeled option? We don't know, I'm afraid.
Okay. No heels.
No.
Do you have shoes available for size 13 female foot?
We do, yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Excellent. And will they have been worn before?
Yes, they will have.
Ah, okay, that could be a problem. Do you have arcade games there?
We do, yes.
Can you talk me through some of those? Air hockey, I assume?
Yeah, we've got air hockey. We've got two air hockey machines. We've got a Pac-Man Smash game, which is the one with several different pucks on it. We've got 2P machines, fruit machines, machines where you win tickets from, racing games, shooting games, pool tables.
Nice. You know, with the bowling alleys...
Yeah.
Do you... can you put the bumpers up from the start?
Yes. The bumpers either have to be up for everyone or down for everybody.
But then can we insist that every alley and the bowling alley has bumpers up? Because we wouldn't want her to feel awkward now, would we?
Well, obviously not, no. Let me just probably through to my general manager and she'll be able to go through what we can and can't do.
Great, thank you.
Wait a second.
OK, this is good. They can't hear us, can they? No.
OK, good. Right. So we're waiting for a boss.
Yeah, this could go one of two ways. You said that she's got size 13 feet.
It's going to crack on.
And everyone's got to have their bumpers up. Good luck, mate. You need it.
Hello there. My name's Amy. I'm the general manager for the site. How can I help? Apologies for keeping you waiting.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I represent a client that we're hoping to bring down this weekend in Norwich.
Okay.
And we just needed to check a few things just to make sure that obviously the place will be suitable
okay.
for her and a number of people that might be coming with her.
Right.
Do you serve sushi?
No.
Quinoa?
No.
Kale?
No.
Okay. Have you got any vegetables?
Not really, to be honest. We do only have a very limited menu on site because we've only got a basic cafe operation.
No worries.
That only serve your very, very basics that you would get in sort of like a standard small food operation, you know, your burgers and your fries and things like that. We don't have any options like that, unfortunately, no.
No worries. The bowling alleys themselves, I take it they've got a little computer screen on the front?
On the lanes themselves,
yeah.
Yes, there's monitors above the bowling lanes, yes.
Would it be possible to doctor the computers to make it look like my client is always winning?
I would have to speak to... I've never been asked that question in my 5 years. I would have to seek advice on that one from our system operator.
Hmm. The other option is that I could think of was that perhaps you could put a small person.
We can change the scores.
Yeah, or a small person maybe at the end of the lane.
Yeah.
Who can just, you know, put an arm out and knock the skittles over.
Again, I would have to ask the question due to health and safety reasons, but I can certainly ask the question.
Do you have lightweight balls?
We do, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's everything I need to know. All I can ask is please don't tell anyone about this. Obviously, we don't want any rumours to start now.
Okay.
So I can trust you not to tell any reporters.
No, no.
Well, thanks for your help. I'm going to get back to my client and I'll let you know what she's saying.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
Bye then, bye.
Oh, I really don't like it.
Gone?
Yeah, gone.
Nice.
It just makes you think, though, like, if you're a proper famous... Like, normally that would be an absolute no, but she's gone to ask the question.
It's incredible.
Can you put a small person at the end of the lane to knock the skittles in?
Do you know what I mean? Like, right at the end?
Yeah.
In the hidden bit.
I really like your thinking, but that would be, for you or me, would be an absolute no. She's gone back to ask the question. Your burgers and your fries.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm not going to say her name, but there's a lady that's just offered up one of her small children, who's a member of that bowling club, to be the person at the end of the lane to knock in the skittles.
Just imagine someone's little head poking out the end, and then just an arm swiping away.
My children are in the youth bowling club there, so there are some small children who are members that you could use.
She's gone back to ask the question, so we'll be in touch.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, I'm missing Fern quite a lot now.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. It's been a few hours, but I'm missing her a bit. It's a bit weird. I mean, I know she's not normally here at this time, but she's never going to be here again.
It is a weird one. And so far, I think we've done well to not be too emotional about it.
I know, because I nearly shed a tear during the show today. But Fern lost it at the end. It was a lovely show, to be honest. So many nice things. And Clara starts her new show, which I'm looking forward to, Monday from 10 a.m. on BBC Radio 1. Okay, so I go away for a week, and you seem to end up speaking to one of the biggest and most respected musicians in the world.
This was so good.
Who let you near Dave Grohl?
So here's the situation. So Dave Grohl, I mean, he would have loved to have been on Fern's last show today, but he couldn't because he wasn't in the UK.
Oh, right, so he was going to come in, but he got delayed in America or something.
Yeah. So being the absolute gent that he is, he decided to phone, and he was going to speak to Fern on the phone, but she wasn't available. This was last night.
Oh, okay, so Fern wasn't in the building.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you're seriously the only person they could get?
I think so.
Out of the whole of the building?
Oh, come on. So I'm
not being funny. There are people that are more qualified to speak to a rock musician than you, and me included.
I agree.
Because they're not fine. Dan Picasso, maybe Hugh Stevens.
But I think the thing is because we know Fern quite well.
Oh, I see.
It made sense because they just wanted to talk about Fern. You know?
Right.
So I seized this opportunity because Dave Grohl's a legend.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely shouldn't be talking to him.
Yeah. I mean, I would be scared.
Yeah. I was well nervous, of course.
Do you remember when my old flatmate, went to one of the big weekends in Sunderland and was talking to Dave Grohl in the bar for a good 60 minutes and didn't realise that it was Dave Grohl?
He's the nicest guy.
He's so nice. But then I actually went up to him and was like, why were you just talking to Dave Grohl? He's like, who? You were just talking to Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters for about an hour. Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, so I felt so lucky to be able to do that. And it was really nice because then just ended up talking about Fern for ages. And we played this out on Fern's show earlier today.
Why did you talk about foam parties? Right, I need to hear this.
You see, Fern's from the same town as me. So an 18-year-old Fern grew up in Pinner. Like me, she used to love going to foam parties in Destiny. In Watford, I don't know if you ever did that when you were younger. She'd regularly be on the hooch.
Oh, really? The hooch? Wow.
Yeah,
I was on the hooch a bit as a teenager as well. It's good to know we have that in common.
Did you ever go to a foam party?
I don't know what that is, to be honest. I'm not sure I've ever heard of a foam party. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Fern used to love these. So what you do is you'd go into the club. They often do it under 18 nights, and you go into this club. Someone like Blazing Squad would have been performing. I'm sure you're familiar with their work. And then the club would sort of just fill with foam and you would dance.
Oh, interesting. Would it like clean you?
Kind of.
Was there a purpose other than just foam? It's just foam.
No, right? It's a really tricky one to have to explain to someone who's never been to a foam party.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe for her last show, you should just fill the studio completely with foam. So she can have one big last foam blowout.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
This is a good idea. There's this one amazing story from when she was younger where she followed this guy around so much and she really fancied him that he actually just escaped out a toilet window in a club to try and get away.
Yes, we do have something in common, because I think I've done that before as well. I don't know about the escape out of the window, but, you know, not at a foam party. I'm fascinated. Now I kind of want to have a foam party.
Oh, I can't believe I'm talking to Dave Grohl about foam parties. This is awesome.
Neither can anyone else.
What a legend.
Wow.
So we talked for long before all about Fern and the first time that they'd met.
Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't just the foam parties?
No, of course not. No, only one little bit.
Do you think that Dave Grohl thinks that on the hooch is like an old English expression?
Oh, could do.
Yeah.
Oh, really? The hooch? Wow.
Yeah,
I was on the hooch a bit.
Legend.
What do you mean? Oh, the hooch, you say?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ah, God, big weekend.
Yes,
it's happening.
It's happening. It's actually on.
I'm really excited now. Just even like playing Taylor Swift then and maybe just go, whoa. I had that thing again, the little twinge.
Little twinge.
It's like Goosebumps, but more violent. Okay, the next track we're going to play is pretty amazing. It's by A$AP Rocky, Grimmy's absolute favourite. I'm going to speak to him in a minute because he's doing Real or No Real. A$AP Rocky, but also Miguel, Mark Ronson, and Rod Stewart. Because we all like a bit of Rod, don't we? Or Lisa Tarbuck on Radio 2, for instance, on Any on a Bingo.
The crowd don't understand.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Sometimes you just need a bit of old-fashioned Rod.
And Joe White.
Silly, come on.
And then Joe Wiley on Radio 2.
We played Sailing from Rod Stewart.
Yes.
Have you had a lot of Rod in your life?
Yes, unfortunately.
Every day I spend my time.
Yes, Rod.
Drinking one, stealing five.
Rod's on.
Waiting here to find the sign.
Radio 1.
That I can understand.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is A$AP Rocky and Rod Stewart.
I thought you just got a message on Twitter from Rod himself.
No, I've got a message from Joe Wiley saying that she is glad that we still feature her on the show. Always, Joe, never forget. And she was with Brandon Flowers this week and reminisced about the ride where she screamed loudly in Blackpool and we played it all over the place, yeah. All over Radio 1. Love that she told that to the lead singer of The Killers this week. Good. That is A$AP Rocky, Rod Stewart, Miguel, Mark Ronson, and a lot of other people. Overstaffed that song, really, I think.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Sometimes you just need a bit of old-fashioned Rod.
And here's Nick Grimshaw, hello.
Hello, sometimes you do.
You do, don't you, though?
You really do. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm going a bit now, because I've been up quite early, but yeah. I'm talking to the wrong person about being up early, aren't I?
But you really, really are. Please. I hate when my friend's like, oh my God, I've been up so early. I've been up since 9. Okay, yeah, sure. How was it?
Yeah, it was good, Vienna, thanks. How's it going in Norwich, hon?
It's great. It's like, it's hot.
What?
Is it hot or is it warm? It's hot. We think it's hot.
Costa del
Norwich. It's definitely hot, yeah. We were in T-shirts and sunglasses in a beer garden drinking water with Danny Howard.
Oh, was he there? Yeah, of course he was doing the
next time. Danny Howard is there, yeah. We're the only two not drinking. The rest of the BBC staff are on one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but that's the Daily Mail's problem, not mine.
And why are you and Danny Howard not having a couple of cheeky beers?
We're not having cheeky beers because Danny has to DJ tonight. And I accidentally took too many hay fever tablets and feel weird.
Oh, okay, good.
So I feel like I'm underwater and I need to lie down.
Okay, good.
I thought probably no wine.
It's going well, then.
Going well.
Right.
Going well, then.
Yeah.
No, we did the show this morning, which was really, really fun. We did it from BBC Norfolk, and then I went for like a 4-hour nap. I was like, oh, I'm so tired today. Oh, I'm heavily medicated. I don't know what we're going to do for the rest of the day. I think we're just going to hang out. So I want to go to the cathedral and everyone's taking the mick out of me because I want to go and see it.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they say it's like what old people do.
Well, because they're all like, really, let's get on the beers, son. That's
why. They're all on the beers.
You sound like you're in a perfect place to play Real or No Real right now.
I really, really am. I'm ready for it.
With that in mind, tell me about this lot. Is this Real or No Real?
After a number of complaints at last year's big weekend, this year the artist catering tent will have large labels next to each dish displaying the number of calories it has in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes. Was it you that complained?
I didn't complain, but I'm so into this. I reckon that this is a real.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think from complaints, but I think this is true because earlier on, just when we were having our lunch then, Fifi said that Newsbeat spoke to the catering manager or something of Big Weekend. And I was like, wow, hold the front page. So I think that this has been taken from that news story and this is a real.
Well, here's the thing. Calvin Harris was sort of knocking around the catering area last year. And look at him now.
No.
Exactly.
I mean, that is a body that's not
all from.
That's not having carbs, is it, right now?
No way. No wheat, no gluten, no sugar.
No lols
whatsoever.
No fun there to be had at all.
No fun on Calvin Harris's part. I'm saying that that's real.
I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
God. Can it be real?
I knew you'd be like, yeah, I want to do it.
I'd be so into that. We could keep a count all day.
And
86 so far.
Next.
In 2008, the Irish entry into the Eurovision Song Contest was a puppet called Dustin the Turkey, the Irish equivalent of Hacker T Dog.
What? Any ideas, Chris?
What was his name? Dustin the Turkey.
Dustin the Turkey.
It's not a very Turkish
Dustin
name.
Dustin the Turkey.
Irish 2008 Eurovision contestant. Oh my God, Grimmy.
Yes.
We're at Big Weekend tomorrow, but I'm going to show it to you on my phone. Conchita is flying in to Eurovision tomorrow.
No.
Actually flying.
What, like flying through into the building?
Over the crowd.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love her.
I know you love her. I've told her that you love her as well.
Really love her. Yeah. I was watching on the telly. I thought, I honestly was flicking through the paper really quick and saw Conchita and genuinely thought it was Johnny Depp. And then I had to flick back and realised, oh, actually, it's Conchita.
Yeah, same.
They've got a similar cheekbone thing going on.
Yeah, really good cheekbones, the best.
Yeah.
So, Dustin the Turkey, did that happen for Ireland? And they had a mayor at Eurovision in 2008.
Dustin the Turkey sounds like horrible innuendo.
It does sound like one, doesn't it?
So, Nick?
Real.
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
Yeah, they did actually have a turkey with a strong Dublin accent who had a successful music career with several chart-topping singles. He was in Eurovision for Ireland in 2008, I remember it well, and the song was called Ireland 12 Points, which contained the lyric, give us another chance, we're sorry for Riverdance. He didn't get past the semi-final, sadly.
Oh, Dustin,
R.I.P. And what about this one?
BBC newsreader Hugh Edwards' brief appearance in the James Bond film Skyfall earns him £4.20 every time it's shown on TV.
Wow. I can't remember his starring role in Skyfall.
He is in it.
He is in it. Is he playing himself?
I think on a news story, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. I love Skyfall. I feel like I can't remember it. So I'm going to say that is a no real. Because he's only in it for a second, right?
Yeah.
And he gets £4.50 every time it's shown. That's shown quite a lot.
Yeah. But
I think worldwide, that'll be on the telly all the time.
But actors get royalties. But you're saying that's not very much, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it's quite a lot, just for a second.
Okay. Chris?
Well, I'm not sure about this because I'm not sure in the money involved. When I was on holiday, I saw that One Direction film going out that you're on, Mills. So does that mean you receive money every time that's shown?
Oh, at the start of This Is Us.
Yeah, you've got a cracking line that you acted out.
I didn't act it out. It was on telly.
It's unthinkable.
It's unprecedented.
That's the one.
It's unprecedented.
I don't get a bean for that. Not a penny has passed my way.
Wow.
But
Did you sign a contract?
Yeah, saying you'll never get paid ever.
I went on Chatty Man to talk about Big Weekend that's on tonight, and it says, if you want, you can claim a pound for this appearance.
Yes, true. That's true. That's true. You can claim a pound if you want to.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah. That's true. It's the same with all chat shows and most shows that you go on. You have to be paid something, so they pay you a pound. That one is real.
Grimmy, you're on a film, aren't you? I'm fairly certain.
Am I?
Are you not?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you were in a film.
No, I got cut out of Justin Bieber's Never Say Never.
How rude.
Yeah, Annie Mack's in it.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
And she hates a little toe rag.
Yeah, I know she does. So Hugh Evans is...
Hugh Edwards.
In Skyfall.
Okay.
Real or no real?
Money, I'm saying real.
And Grimmy's saying no real.
No real.
I'm saying no real.
Okay. That one is real.
Yes, it is.
£4.50, it's all right, that.
Hugh is listed as an actual actor in the films and does get royalties every time it's shown, but his appearance is so short he only gets £4.20. Thanks to Matt Edmondson, who sent us that fact, he is a close personal friend of Hugh Edwards off the news.
Wow.
Yeah, he is, yeah. It's like when my episode of Casualty goes out, I sometimes get a cheque through the door for 20p.
Yes! I know. Freddos.
Every little helps. And finally,
at every Radio 1 Big Weekend between 2005 and 2012, Fern Cotton and Scott Mills arranged a time to meet at the bar and talk about boys.
I mean, that's one of the things on the agenda, isn't it? I thought it was a wider agenda than that.
Well, it was to bring the best and finest artists in the world and new music to the city that we're in.
No, I don't mean the whole Big Weekend. I meant you meeting up with Fern in the bar.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I don't know. Is it real or no real? I'm not going to tell you, am I?
Grimmy, what do you reckon?
I think that both of the people involved definitely do like talking about that subject. And I've been involved in conversations with both of them on this topic. So I'm going to say real. And the fact that it's in a bar and Scott Mills is involved,
yes,
it's real.
It's true.
Definitely, definitely real. I don't think it's an official BBC organised meeting, but I think it's real.
You'll find the DJs of Radio 1 huddled in the corner of a hotel bar discussing things like that in a very specific corner. I think this is real.
You think it's real too?
So real.
Okay.
That one is real.
Yes, of course, before Fern was happily married to her husband, we did used to meet up every weekend, Big Weekend, sit in the bar and just say, boys are rubbish. So, and at the end of that round of real or no real...
Okay, I got 20, Grimmy got 20.
Oh, I hate a... Oh. I don't like it when it's just a boring tie.
Boring draw.
We're settling in Norwich.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll play this all weekend in Norwich.
Okay. Grimmy, thank you.
Thank you, Scott Mill. Thank you, Chris Stark.
And I will speak to you tomorrow.
Wonderful. I'll see you here.
All right, love you, bye.
Bye, love you, bye.
Do you know what's on air right now?
What?
Radio 2 Eurovision.
Okay.
Like, I'm allowed to talk about this and someone's just put it in front of me.
You've been handed a note.
Is this for real? You want me to talk about this into Lion Babe?
So what's going on?
Are you serious? Okay, right, so at the moment on digital radio, there is a pop-up radio station called Radio 2 Eurovision, and it includes live shows from Vienna, where I've just been, Terry Wogan's on, Graham Norton, and last year's winner, Conchita. Oh. And I'm on in 5 minutes
I'll turn Greg off and listen to that show
about Austrian music.
Greg looks pleased.
Greg is next on Radio 1. I know. I don't know what's going on. It's on digital radio, online, and on the iPlayer radio app.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Friday's show. I'll be on with Annie Mack tomorrow between 4 and 7 from Earlham Park, and with Chris on Sunday between 4 and 7 at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Norwich, or back here Monday at 1 o'clock.